חיים. שוסי בר בוס. Part of the simcha of Lag BaOmer is that Tamir Akiva, Paskul Lamus, they stopped dying on this day. So the question is, if their chet was Al Shalom Nagu Kavod Zela Zeh, why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ir the din on them during the Yemei HaOmer? Hayah Min HaRoy, that the din should be Nisor on them, the Tekufa should be like Bein HaMitzorim. They lived after Chorban HaBayis, and the Bayis was Nechrav, because of Sin HaSchina. So why was the din Nisor on them in Yemei HaOmer, when it's Achana for Kabbal Satara, more than it was, as opposed to, the 3 weeks would be the Zman, where such a kitrug would be nisura because of lo nagu kavod zelaze. So the Gemara says in Menachos Daf Chavtes that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemaim, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu tying the ksorim la'isias. So he asked him, Ribor Shem, mi ma'akev al yadecha? Who's stopping you? It's a very strange lashon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tying the ksorim to the isias. Right, which in itself, that verb, there's a kesher, and he asks, "Mi ma'akev al yadecha?" And the answer to that kasha, "Mi ma'akev yadecha," is that there's going to be a person besof kama doros, bakir b'yosef shidron, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu asks, "Let me see him," and he says, "And he hears Rabbi Kiva shir that he's dorish on every coats and coats, tilei tilim v'shalachas," and he didn't understand the whole shir. And until he heard, that the Talmidim asked him, Rebbe Zumi Nailcha, he said, Halacha Moshe Misinai. And, so Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yesh Lecha Adam Kazeh Vata Naisen Torah Al Yodi? You have a person like this, you should give Torah through him, through a person with, you should use his neshama to give Torah. Why are you giving Torah through me? And he said, Shtoch Kakalvel Fanim B'machshava. And then Moshe Rabbeinu asked to see, Scharo, what's going to happen, at the end. And they saw that it was their Sorek Masre, Psoro, but Masreko Shobarzo, it's a Zu Torah, Zu Schara, Shto Kachol Afanu B'machshava. Right. without getting into the particulars yet, the particulars of this Agadita, right? Hare, the Moshe Rabbeinu had a Hava Mina that, Matan Torah should be Aide Rabbi Akiva. Until the Rebbe said, that really the reason why not is from the mysteries of Shtok Kachal Afanei B'machshava. So that's the beginning of a little bit of an opening of what Rabbi Kiva has to do with the Yemei HaOmer, which is this man of the Hachana of Matan Torah. But the idea is like this. What does it mean, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kosher Ksorim L'Isis? That's really what was bothering Moshe Rabbeinu, like the verb. That there's a kesher, there's like a knot between the tagim and the ois. Right. So the Maral explains that the idea of what the tagim represent is that the ois is etzim divrei Torah. You spell out a word with letters. Right? But sometimes there are meanings, behind the word. There are meanings, above the word, that the word is just like the lowest level of a great deal of thought. That's, that went into it, that's got compressed into it. And that's what the tagim represent, as it were, the machshavas that go above and beyond the literal meaning of the word, the type of things that we try to, uncover in lumdus, trying to know what the word is directing towards, pointing towards, extending the machshava further. And that's what the tagim above the oisius represent. Right, so there's a very interesting relationship between the tag and the ois. Right, that there's a knot between them, as if they're not chativa achas, even though seemingly on paper, they look like all one, one thing, right, but they're not. There's the tag, and then there's the ois, and there's like a knot between them, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha was. Mi ma'akev al yadecha, what's stopping you? Hare mi monafshach, right? If you want to give Torah in this way, right? That the Torah, there's the Etzem Divrei Torah, right? And there's their tremendous machshavas and omek, right? Tremendous depth behind the Isis. Give it all in one piece. Like you make it as if two different two different entities, like the Torah, the Etzem Ois that people can see, and then the Tagim, that's Moira on the Machshava that goes beyond the Ois. Ad Ein Keitz. What is stopping you? Mi ma'akev al yadecha. Why can't you give it, right? Why can't you give it as one piece, right? As opposed to making like two entities, and there's a certain knot between them. Right? That was the kasha. Me, Michael, who's stopping you from giving it all without the nine in between, but as one integrated unit? The answer was the Osiram Lama Besof Kamadoros, Russian Besof Kamadoros, right? At the end of, Maram is on the end of time, Mamish. Not just, you know, after a few generations, Rabbi Akiva will be born. But Osiram Lama Besof Kamadoros, you know, being Maram is to the end of time, Mamish, right? When the Doros will fall to a very, very low level. Right, and that, you know, what the Torah given in such a level that the Omek HaMachshava is part of the Nigla of Torah, Mamish, right? So the later Doros won't be able to handle it, right? That the Torah will be given on a level, right, with giving with the Omek HaMachshava integrated, the Sod and the Pshat integrated as one unit, right? So that's great for a Dor Deah. Right, for a door that has, you know, Meichin the Godless that could handle, you know, the Pshat and the Sod together. But B'Seif HaDeiris, when Am Yisrael is going to go down to a much lower Madrega, right, that, you know, giving the Torah in such a, you know, such a fashion, with all the Omek, you know, on the surface also, it will make Torah inaccessible. What's going to be B'Seif Kamadeiris? But on the other hand, right, to give Torah just with Pshat and without Sod, you know, just the Ois, without the Tagim, what the Tagim are, Meram is on. Lo Sagya, because the whole point of Torah is to drag us up, right, and bring us to the Ein Sof. And that's why Torah is like a long, long rope, right, that, you know, you grab onto the Pshat, but you climb from the Pshat to the Drush, to the Remez, to the Sof, that the Torah is supposed to form a bridge between us and the Ein Sof. So to give the Torah without that dimension, it won't be Torah anymore. Because the Tachlis of Torah is to take us up to the Ein Sof. Right? So the Eitzah was that to make a, you know, to make there's the Ois and there's the Tagim and the Oisius, right? And they're knotted together. They're not one integrated unit on the surface, you know, in the chitzonius of it, but there is a relationship that you can tug, right? You can tug on the ice, and you could pull down the tagim, right? Because to make it one with the tagim, make it inaccessible. But you make it two, as it were, in a mitzideinu, from our perspective, as if it's two units with a knot between them, it makes a reality. You could grab onto the pshat, and you could tug, and you could climb, and you could climb up to the side also. And that's the inyan, you know. You know, Torah Shebichsav is the visible Torah, right? And, it's not a coincidence that we start with kids with the Torah Shebichsav, right? That just like it's visible, you know, it's written black on white, right? So also it's very straightforward, right? Right. The complication and the oimek of the Torah is in the Torah Shebaal Peh, right? You know, the Maitaima, right? You know, where did this come from? So you get into the drusha, so you get into the delicate svaras. That's in the invisible aspect of the Torah, right? That's the Torah Shebaal Peh. You know, you hear it, but you don't see it. Right? Rabbi Akiva put Tilei Tilim Shalachas, which is Torah Shebaal Peh. He was able to superimpose them on the Tagim, right? That means that he found the bridge between Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebichsav. But not just found a bridge to find a remez, but also has a reality to it that that you know the Torah Shebaal Peh that's you know seemingly dvarim aparchim ba'avir oisius parchus ba'avir right there's an achiz on it by able to impose it on the tagim shebaoisius as where he's bridging the Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebichsav, which means that he's making an amazing breakthrough in havana satira. Right, that these things that are parchim ba'avir, he's linking to the tagim, and the tag is linked to the ice. He's creating a bridge, an achiza on the chelik of Torah. That's you know, lamala, lamala, lamala from the ois, even the halachas that are not even merumas, you know, in the krah, which beside halacha l'moshe v'sinai, those things don't even have a drasha. He puts them on the tagim. He's finding a bridge between them and the Torah shebichsav, even those things that don't have a real remez b'mikra, but he puts it on the tag, and the tag is connected to the ois, right? That he's making a bridge to keep Torah accessible. Right, and that was a big tikkun for Achris Hayomim, right? That door besoif kamados is called Ikvas of the Mashiach. We'll come back to that in a second, right? That Torah should be accessible for all doiros, right? That was the work that Rabbi Akiva was working on. So it says the lesson, an amazing thing. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the shir. He didn't understand the shir. And, you know, he didn't calm down until he said, you know, they asked him, Rebbe, Zumi, 9 o'clock, he said, Alachal Moshe Misinai, right? You know, how can Moshe Rabbeinu not understand the shir? So says the Leshem, a very interesting idea. He says, sometimes, you know, very big geniuses, right, they live purely in the world of thought, and they can't be mitzamtzim, they're machshavas into dibur at all, right? And, you know, and Dafka, sometimes people who are of lesser intelligence are much better Baalei Hesber, right? Because, you know, since they think on a lower level, that lower level of thought is closer to Dibur, right? So they're able to be Malbish, you know, what they're thinking very eloquently into words, as opposed to if you're thinking very abstractly, it doesn't go into words. Rabbi Akiva was not, you know, as the Leshem asserts, not on the darga of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was, you know, Bechir Kol Nivra, right? But nonetheless, right, he was an amazing Baal Masbir, right? But, you know, but the person who thinks it in a language of pure thought, that's not mislabish in Dibur, when he'll hear someone else say it, you know, very eloquently, he's not going to understand what he's saying, because he doesn't hear those concepts that way. He doesn't recognize, you know, doesn't recognize that language. That lo yada mai ka'amri, right? He didn't understand the language of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva was now converting all these machshavas, right, that by Moshe Rabbeinu were in the realm of pure thought, right? He was connecting them to the tagim on the oasis. He's connecting it to the Torah shebichsav. He's connecting it to the revealed Torah, the Torah that's visible, right? It's a different language. That language of Hesber wasn't the language that Moshe Rabbeinu knew, because the way he was Teifus Diz and Yarn was as pure machshava, that's not Nislavish and Dibur. So he didn't recognize. Then he had Zu Minaycha Halacha Moshe Misinai. Oh, it's really from me, but he didn't know that language, the language of Rabbi Akiva, which is the language of making things accessible, right, and bringing them down and being able to connect them. And that was Rabbi Akiva's whole life's work. Right, like the Gemara says in Gittin, right, he was Mona Shvachim Shel Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva was Oitzer Bolum. It was Oitzer Bolum, so it's explained over there, right, that, you know, he was Mekabitz all the Shmuas that he heard, just go, you know. And then at night he arranged it. This will be a Safra. This will be a Sifrei. This will be a Mishnah. Right? That, you know, the whole structure of Torah Shebaal Peh, we have it, Kayom Hazeh, came from Rabbi Akiva. Kulu stima aliba de Rabbi Akiva, right, the Gemara says, right, that these Chamisha Tamidim, Rabosenu Shebadorom, that survived, right, that from which Torah started again, from these five Talmidim, we'll get back to why the number five in a second, right, from these five Talmidim came the Torah Shebaal Peh as we know it, right, in the Seder that we have it, and the Seder that has endured, successfully endured. That Rabbi Akiva's whole life's work was to build that kesher, right? He's connected that kesher between the tag and the ois, right? That, you know, that the hasogas gedolos that there are in Torah, which is from Torah Shebaal Peh and upwards, right? To keep it connected to the pshat in Torah, so as anyone could start with pshat, and from pshat he has a ladder to climb. So no matter how low the door is, right, Rabbi Akiva made it that you just get started with whatever you're roy to, and you could climb from there, you know, ad ein sof, right, it's connected that kesher, right, that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the kesher between the tag and the ois is for Rabbi Akiva, it's connected Rabbi Akiva that there is a kesher between the hasogos elyonos of Torah and the pshat of Torah, and Rabbi Akiva built that bridge, right, that kept the Torah Shebaal Peh, that's Mamash Dvarim HaPorchim Ba'avir, kept it accessible. He refabished it, you know, his Talmidim reformed it in this tzura that has successfully endured Atzayf Kol Adoros. Right?
Ironically, Moshe Rabbeinu was consoled with the halacha of Moshe Mishina, which seemingly has no kesher to the Torah.
Right. Right. So and that's the point. That's why you didn't understand the Shir, because these things are not naturally connected. Rabbi Akiva makes that, you know, makes that kesher.
Even on the Kol Hashem Messina, he's bringing the Aram.
No, it's very good, but he didn't find it in the ois. It's in the keser of the ois. He put it on the ksorim, because it's not, it's talking not marumas in the etzem words of Torah, but he puts it on, right? Those hasogas are all beside the tagim that are kosher, and Rabbi Akiva makes that kesher. And that scene of the Yemea Omer, Rabbi Akiva, you know, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, when Moshe Rabbeinu asks, give Torah through him and not through me, Shtoy Kachal Fanei B'machshava, that Moshe Rabbeinu is connected Etzem HaTorah, right? That's, but it when in any Etzem, in any essence, there's the thing itself, and then there's your relationship to it, right? Something could be perfectly existent, and it could even be right in front of your eyes, but you don't see it, and you don't hear it, and you have no interaction with it, right? The Moshe Rabbeinu is connected the Etzem HaTorah, right? The Torah itself. But then there's the Indian of having a kesher to Torah, right? That, you know, that the Torah that you brought down to earth, you know, that the Am on earth, you know, be mit kasher. And in Moshe Rabbeinu's own door, that was the role of Aaron HaKohen. Hevemi Tam Rav Shalom. Oev Shalom, Rav Shalom, Oev Sabrias. Umekarvan la Torah, right? The role of Aaron HaKohen was to make the kesher between the people and the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu put the Torah on earth, but it could be on earth and it would be totally inaccessible, even though it's on earth. So Aaron HaKohen, in that door, that was his function of umekarvan la Torah. And we explained this a little bit on our shir on Pesach Sheni, right? And Kayadua that Aaron midas hoid, right? That the light that shines out from Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, the karn are called in Chazal karnei hoid, right? That, you know, hoid, right, the aura that extends outwards. Aaron HaKohen was connected that Metzias. You're supposed to be the bridge between Moshe and the people. That was in the door of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The one who continues that work for all generations to make the makarvan la Torah, the kesher between the people and the Torah, is Rabbi Akiva. And that's the function of the Yemei HaOmer. The function of the Yemei HaOmer are that, you know, Torah is going to be given on Shavuos. What we're working on in the Yemei HaOmer is to build a kesher between us and the Torah. Because otherwise, when the Torah will come down, it'll be as if it wasn't given, right? Because no one will have access, right? What we're working on in the Yemei HaOmer is building a bridge between us and the Torah. So when Torah comes down on Shavuos, right, we will be able to have access to it. That's the function of Yemei HaOmer. And that's why the Kitrug on Talmidei Rabbi Akiva was Nisor in Yemei HaOmer, that Rabbi Akiva's whole life, right, and what the Indian of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva was, they were working. They saw the goals had already started, right? They saw, you know, what had happened and what is going to happen, and, you know, how it's going to be a long haul, Ad Bias HaMashiach. And they were, their project was to build a kesher with Torah that make Torah accessible to all Deris, and not just part of the Torah, not just the pshat in Torah, right? All of Torah. They're working on a project, right, to rehash the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, that it should be accessible to Am Yisrael no less than the Chumash itself, right? It's beside the kesher that's between the Kesarim Agabe Oisius and the Ois. They're working on that kesher. They're working on that bridge. And that's the end of the Yemei HaOmer, right? And that's why the Kitrug was Nisoirer on them during the Yemei HaOmer, because, as it were, the Sitra Achra was pushing back, you know, against the what Rabbi Akiva, the Talmidim, were trying to accomplish, right? Right, that so the Sitra Achra tries to block that, right? That Rabbi Akiva is building this kesher. So the Indian is like this, Al Shalona Gu Kovet Zelazeh. So the Indian Godol Ma'om, right? So, you know, what does it have to do with the Yemei HaOmer? Right? So the Maharal says, you know, in his Pirushan Ovis, on, you know, on the Mem Chesorim Shator Niklis Baim. So one of the Midas is Noisa Bolim Chaver. You know, you have to carry your friend's burden as if it's your problem also. What does that have to do with anything? Like Bishlama, all the other midas, right? All the other midas are Shlemus Adam, or the midas that make a good student. Shmias Ozen, or, you know, to be a Baal Chesed. Right? There's like, you know, so there's the either Shlemus of the Limud, or Shlemus of you know, of being a you know, being a good person. There's just another thing. No sebom chavero. His problem is your problem. It always says ba'avas rea, right? Right. So says the Mara like this, right? Because Matan Torah was morasha kehilas Yaakov, right? The Torah was given to a nation, not to yechidim, right? And the reason for this, you know, is, you know, there are two reasons. There's one which is more obvious and fundamental, and there's one that's a little bit more subtle, right? The one that's more basic and fundamental is that the Torah is supposed to be a bris olam, right? A eternal covenant. You cannot make an eternal covenant with an individual, right? Because the individual is here today and he's gone tomorrow. And this is the real basic fundamental reason why the Torah wasn't given to the Avos, even though the Avos would very much want the Torah, right? And they kept the mitzvahs, even Achel and Stavut, of course, they would have wanted to be mitzvah v'aseh, right? You can't make an eternal covenant with a yochid, because he's here today and he's gone tomorrow. A bris olam can only be made with an am. As the Gemara says in Tzmur, I ata yochol lomar b'chatas tzibur shemesu ba'aleha she'ein tzibur mesim, right? You know, it has to be begeter tzibur, an am. An am is an eternal nation. So even though the individuals of the am switch over, but the national unit is the same nation, right? Right? Ain't tzibur mesim. Right? The Torah says if it's going to be a bris olam, you know, morasha, right, for inheritance, yerusha ein la hefsek, it has to be with an am, right? That, you know, and that's the fundamental reason, right? You know, it says, you know, so the Torah is supposed to be for a nation, right? So you have to have that, you know, that, you know, that there's a certain national fabric, you know, that we're one nation. So your problem is my problem. That's what the Maharal says. But there's an Omek Yoser Godel. There's a much deeper point over here. And that is that the Torah is coming to be metaken the whole Bria. Right? The Rebbe was giving the Torah that for which we should complete ourselves and, you know, perfect ourselves and perfect the Bria also. Perfection is a effort that can only be attained if the whole klal is involved, right? Because chisaron is, you know, I'm missing this, he's missing that, right? By coming together, we complement each other. And this, the Ramchal says, in the hevdel mahuti between tohu and tikkun is that in tohu, every entity stands alone. Stands in its own place, on its own position, and they don't interact with each other. So you're going to stay in your chisaron. You know, you are what you are. You're not going to be able to change that. You're not going to be able to progress. You are what you are. This is the way you were created. This is what you are, right? In tikkun, the pieces pull together. So I'm mashlim for you, and you're mashlim. I could give you something you don't have. You could give me something I don't have, right? In tikkun lays in how things coalesce and come together, then there's supplementation, right? The Torah, which is coming to be metake in the whole Bria, right? So the Torah demands that there be achdus, because in achdus there is tikkun. And that's vayichan sham Yisrael ki ish echad b'lev echad. Right, that the fact that we're ki ish echad b'lev echad is what makes Torah work. Torah wouldn't work if everyone stands in his own, just takes his own position on the checkerboard of reality without interacting. You know, so Torah wouldn't work. Torah could only work when there's how things, you know, coalesce, right? And that's besoid am. Right? Even though there are many individuals, how do we say? What does it say on the money? E pluribus unum, right? That's right. Yeah. But the problem is, you know, listen to the problem, you know, Talmidei, as, you know, to quote my Rebbe, Rav Moshe, you know, Chayev Adam Lorem B'Loshen Rabo, and he told us in Shir once, Talmidei Chachamim, Hem Lo Morasha Kilat Yaakov Minded. Yeah. Talmid Chacham, you know, he's high on in Torah Dilehu. He doesn't like Morasha Kilas Yaakov. Right? He's high on the fact that the Torah is, you know, his own personal kinyan. That's why he's, you know, that's why it could be mochon is covered, because it's Torah delay. The aspect of Torah delay, you know, doesn't, you know, that's what they're into. Marsha kills Yaakov, doesn't speak to him. And that's really what's behind the famous story of that guy who was bugging Rav Yanai, Yerusoi Gabach, my Yerusha's Bayou, Kilas Yanai Lonem, Marsha kills Yaakov, you're a Tamar Chacham, I'm an Aretz, you stole my Yerusha. Right? Tamar Chacham are not into that. They're into the in Torah delay who. Right? And that's bekavana tchila, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misader it that way. You know, that there is a certain egoistical aspect to learning, right? That we see that, you know, the Gemara says, afilu av ubno, harav tamido, kishoiskim betera nasim oivim zeloze, ki dabu oivim bashar. Right? Initially, it's adversarial. Doesn't mean if it's a Rebbe learning with a Talmud, it's a father learning with the son. Right, you know, it's adversarial initially, right? They don't move until nasim oavim zelaze. Eventually, it's supposed to end up that there's unity, but initially oivim zelaze. Right. So, of course, in mitzad midas, you can understand initially everyone's into his own daya, right? But there's an unbelievable underlying idea behind this that's written in the Sfarim. It's brought in the Hakdama to the Eitz Chaim. The Ramchal is marchiv on it in the Adir Bamorim. You know, the necessity of being oivim ze lazeh, and it's just that the Ribon Shalom is misavev, that they should be egoistical about their learning, right? To promote the oivim ze lazeh, because the world is adulterated with evil. And part of the agenda of Torah is to remove the evil from the world. Now, evil in its ikar original manifestation before it becomes evil deeds is certain confusions about the truth, distortion about what's right and what's wrong. It starts with distortions about what's right and wrong. Like it all started with the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, right? Starts with distortion in Deus, and the distortion in Deus leads to bad actions also, right? The pilpul of Torah and the shakla vitaria, the milchamta shel Torah is besod being mevar de klipas. That's what's written in this form. I can call that, you know, it's in the Hakdama to Yetz Chaim, Rav Chaim Vital advises, right, that a person should learn a sheer pilpul before he learns Kabbalah, because the pilpul clears up it purifies the air. Because the kashis and the terutzim is ultimately misalik the sveikas, and it's called to misalik the impurities from the kazals. And then there's clarity, and then you could learn musun, and you could learn, you know, straight, you know, without pilpulim. But a pilpulim, necessity of milchamta shel Torah, is that, you know, really what these two guys are doing with fighting with each other, each one raising problems, but then the problems are eventually resolved. That's keneged raising, you know, the putting up the sitra achra as a target, and the other guy shattering that target. Right. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misaviv it that way, that people into their own learning to promote Milchamta Shel Torah, because Milchamta Shel Torah is necessary to mevara the klipas, to mevara the sveikas and the lack of clarity that there is in the cosmos. Milchamta Shel Torah is mevara, and Ribbono Shel Olam misaviv that way in midas, that people should be inclined towards that one-upmanship, because basof, it is mevayer the klipas, and then basof nasim oavim zelazeh, right? When they're mevayer the ra. Again, in the same place in Akdama Tei Tzayim, he says that the Ari used to learn a shir pilpul, you know, for like an hour, and he with all the kashas and terutzim and rias, he used to, you know, at the end he was exhausted and full of sweat, you know, from the intensity of the pilpul, and then after that purifies the air, and then you can, right? And that's the inyan, right? You know, Rabbi Akiva, the Talmidov, were working on, as it were, like the closest thing to a new Matan Torah, i.e. a new Kesher to Torah. Matan Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Right. They're working on a new Kesher to Torah that they knew would endure, right? Ad Sof HaDoros, Ad Ikvas of the Mashiach, right? You know, Ada Akev, right? Ad Ikvas of the Mashiach. Rabbi Akiva was always Ikvas of the Mashiach minded. He always sees the end, right? You know, like the Gemara says in Makkos, you know, why they're crying, he's laughing. Beloshen ze amrulo, Akiva nichamtanu, Akiva nichamtanu, right? Because Rabbi Akiva sees the end. they see the present. He sees the end. He sees how at the end it's all good. He's end-minded. He's okay-minded. Right? He is always thinking about Achris Hayom. He's thinking about that last door that's called Ikvasa the Mashiach. Right? And his whole life's work was to build a kesher to Torah that will last through this bitter golus. Ad Ikvasa the Mashiach. And so Sitra Achra started up with him in Yemea Omer, because that sounds counter, right, to the Tikkun he's making. Right, and his Talmidim were Nitval Shelo Nagu Kavod Zelazeh, because they were being mamid the Amud of Pilpul. Right, so it's very natural, you know. Bari Plukta, you know, they in the heat of it, in the Muhammad Shel Torah, so Lo Nagim Kavod. It doesn't say they hated each other, just didn't give each other proper respect. But that's the way it is between Bari Plukta when they're being omed beside Muhammad Shel Torah, Araisa Kormartecha Behu. Right. And they were nitva on that because of course, you know, that's not the goal. The goal is Einam Zalshom Achinasim Oavim Zelazeh. Right? They have to break through and get past their differences. The Muhammad Shel Torah is just a preliminary stage. And the truth is it was just a preliminary stage. That's really what happened. Right, that is the difference between before Lag BaOmer and after Lag BaOmer, the breakthrough in our relationship to Torah. Right? All right, Hadavar Poshut, right? That all Yemei HaOmer are Achana for Matan Torah. That's it, and that's why we count. You know, we count every single day. Every single day is Choshev. Every single day is Mitzaref Laminyan. Every single day is a step towards Torah. Right? You know, except that Hadin Noisein, it's very simple to understand. Right? That when you're at the beginning, right? You're working on the more basic aspects of the Torah, because right? You know you're pretty far away. So you know whatever training you got thus far is probably for the more basic aspects. Your further training is connected the more sophisticated aspects. V'chein hala, right? Why is halacha called halacha? Why is Kabbalah called Kabbalah? Right. So the Tikkun HaZohar talks about this. Right. So let's bring an example from Hilchos Gittin. A shliach laholacha versus a shliach kabbalah, right? Shliach laholacha means the gerushin, you know, right? Is going to take place over there. Go, right? The shliach lekabbalah is there. He's, you know, he's being makabel get. He's there, right? Right. Shliach lekabbalah, you know, is at the site. You know, Shliach Halacha may never make it there, because Shliach Halacha can make another Shliach Halacha until they finally get to wherever they have to go to, right? Shliach Kabbalah, he's going to get the get. You know, the kids are, Kabbalah is to be where the action is, right? Halacha, to walk, is to walk there, is to try to get there, right? Right, that which the two Chelkei Torah are called Halacha and Kabbalah, right? That halacha, even though, of course, not just to understand this very well, not to be mezalzel, right? You know, halacha is Torah, right? But halacha is, you know, to get there, right? Halichas oilam lo, al tikre halichas ela halachas, right? That the idea is that the whole meaning of what halacha is musavan, all the mitzvahs ma'asios are all beside to fight with evil, right? Right, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Malachim. Klum avem yesh bachem, klum momen yesh lahem, klum kina v'sina v'tachrayachem. Basically, we got the Torah because we have bad midas. That's what, you know. I mean, if I were God, I would give him the Torah to Malachim. Right? And Moshe Rabbeinu's argument was, you know, we're bad guys, so we have to get the Torah. I mean, right, but the war is no, because if the Malachim would have gotten the Torah, they would have never been mitak in the world. They would have never been Isaac in Bittul Hara. All right, they would have kept the Torah in heaven where it's kulo tov, and the kfiyas hara would have never happened. Right, the union of mitzvahs maasios, the whole union of halacha is to be, you know, is to be bocher batov and to be moes bara, and all the mitzvahs are musav on trying to attain tikkun. Right, but that's called walking. You're trying to get to a destination. Tikkun is there, and the mitzvahs take you there. Right, the mitzvahs, the halacha is the way you're going to get to tikkun. What happens after you get there? Where do we go from here? Right, when in a world which has no evil, What's the relevance of Torah? If all of halacha is musav, is rotating on the axis of being machnia the ra, right? What do you do when there's no more ra in the world? So what's going to be the relevance of Torah then? It's a Torah Nitzri. So when we're actually machnia ra, that's when we're really getting Torah. Right, because so long as the ra is in the world, right, the divine lights and all the oimek that's merumas in the kisra, in the ksarim la'osius, only a small fraction of it is revealed in this world, right, which is adulterated with evil. The oiris that are in the mitzvahs, the deep significance, the deep ideas, we're only going to really get it, right, where after we've made it there. And to make it there means to make it to the point where the ra has been subdued and been totally conquered. Right? Halacha is all, the science of how to get to tikkun. Right? Kabbalah is, now receiving, you're where the action is. That's where you could get post-tikkun. Right? And in that way, the Torah is nitzchi, l'olam v'ed. Right? Even though, and this is the amazing Pella, right? That we speak about this in our Sefer. Right, that the Rambam, he's the one that said adamantly, over the objections of Albo and others, that the Torah is nitzchi and will never change. And yet the Tamei HaMitzvot that he gives are so, they were outdated in his own day. He admits that those Tamei HaMitzvot were outdated even in his own day. Right, that this mitzvah is to be misalik from that blood cult that there was once upon a time. And those mitzvahs from that cult that there was, he says, Baruch Shem, Einonu Yodim Mehem Makayom Hazeh. They were, his Tamei HaMitzvot are even outdated for his day. So he gives these type of Tamei HaMitzvot. He who is the advocate that Torah is forever and unchanging, because God will only give you a perfect law, and perfect means it's timeless. Because if it's only time-bound, it's not perfect, if it becomes irrelevant at one point. Right? And he gives these Tamei HaMitzvah. Right? But the pshat is like this. Right? Of course, halacha, right, is geared towards biur hara. And if it's, in some instances we finished early, thank God. It shows that halacha works. Right? But the Torah, of course, the Torah is eternal, right? Because the practice of halacha was only meant to be so long as there's evil in the world, right? When the evil, will cease, mitzvahs, Chazal say, all right, Chazal say first, mitzvahs betelos lost their level, right? We're not going to keep mitzvahs in olam haba, but the Torah will still be there because the tariag mitzvahs, will still be in effect mitzad the deep ideas that are behind these mitzvahs. That's what will be misanegon in olam haba, right? We're going to be mekabel the ore of these mitzvahs after we've used these mitzvahs to be mevara the ra. That's the halacha, getting there, walking there, and then we'll be able to be mekabel the full extent of the ore of these mitzvahs, right? But you have to. It's a continuum. It's a continuous process. Right, to get from the halacha to the Kabbalah. And Rabbi Akiva was working on all of it. He was working on all of it. Right? So in this process, b'tchila nasim oivim zeh lazeh, right? Ba'enam zazim sham ad shenasim oivim zeh lazeh. That's beside when the beer arrived, everyone's exhausted all the arguments, and the arguments end because the klipas have ended. Right.
So why does the Gemara say that it was Moshe Rabbeinu that gave the Kalach of Kukul as a maton of the Klal Yisrael? You're saying it's Rabbi Akiva that went to
Kukul. Rabbi Akiva refashioned it. Rabbi Akiva refashioned it in a way that made it accessible to us. He's that Kesher. Right? And that was the work of Rabbi Akiva the Talmidav. Right? to build that bridge. Right, so he refashioned, the Kalim of Pilpul in a way that, made the Torah, enduring ad kayom hazeh. Right? Right? So now the Maral says in the Siva Torah, he points out, orech yomim bimina ubismola osha v'kavod. So he says an amazing thing, right, that the Torah has a right side and a left side. Mismola osha v'kavod, orech yomim bimina. So he says like this, the first 32 days of the Omer or Gematria, 32 is Gematria covered, is being on the left side. It's Mismola Oishava covered. The first 32 days of Omer, you're on the left side of the Sphira. gematria, 32 gematria covet, and that's why there are nitvu al shelo nagu covet zelazeh. But the 33rd day of the Omer, tonight, always comes out on Yud Ches Iyar. Yud Ches Iyar is Orech Chai. We move from the left side to the right side. From the smallest cover to the Orech Mimila, and that's why it says now is Orech Chai, Yud Ches Iyar. Orech Chai. All right, so now that's why Pasku Lamus, because there's Zoche to the Orech Yomim Bimina. Right? So,
on Hod Shebahod also, said Moshe Rabbeinu's role with Aaron.
That's right, absolutely. Hod Shebahod, right? Aaron Akoins, right? Aaron squared, right? Mm-hmm. Great, correct. Right, but let's just take a look. You know, the difference between kavod and chayim. Right? The left side and the right side is the left side is called kavod. The right side is called chayim. Right. So first of all, kavod is chitzonius. Right. Ein melech below am. Right. Barov am hadras melech. Right. You need people for kavod. Comes from the outside. Right. And it's also from Mimokum Shebanu, it's also you're in quantity as opposed to quality. The more the merrier. Barov am hadras melech. You're in quantity. You're an outside and you're in the world of quantities, right? Right? More or less. Right? Right? Chaim is indivisible. Right? If you're only half alive, you're 100% dead. Right? There's no such thing. You're either alive or dead. Right, there's no such thing as in being. Right? It's one and indivisible. Chaim is indivisible, right? And Chaim is internal, right? It's not bichitzons. You don't get your life from the outside. You have your neshama inside of you. Your life force is inside of you. So take a look at the. There's a covet. Is chitzonius and it's quantitative, as opposed to Chaim, which is internal and it's qualitative, right? And that's really the difference, moving from the pshat to sod, that when we're bechitzonius, right, covet shalona gu covet zelazeh, right. So there's this perception, right, that your covet comes at my expense. There's not enough covet to go around. Yeah, there's and covet is just being on the outside. Chaim is one and indivisible. When you reach the Chaim, then you realize that all Am Yisrael are just Eivorim, all different Eivorim of the Shechina, right? But you only reach that idea when you break in. When you break into the Chaim of Torah, so you see that the Chaim of Knesset Yisrael is mispashed amongst all the Jews equally. Besod ki shechad b'lev echad, right? The breakthrough of Lag BaOmer, the breakthrough of Lag BaOmer is that they reached the Madrega of Lo Zozim Sham Achinasim Oavim Zelazeh. But you have to break through to the Primus. So long as you're on the outside, so you're fighting with the Ra, which is called Chitzoinim, right? When you make it to the inside, you get to a Mokum of Kulo Tov and no Ra, And then you get to the unity that's one and indivisible. Besod Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Shiyotza Nishmascha Be'echad. The difference is like, and that's, and the Kayadua, the remez that there is, the remez that there is to Lag BaOmer in the Torah, the Sfarim say, right, is from Gal Eid, right? Right? Yaakov and Esav, they built, Yaakov and Lavan, they built a wall between them. And it was called Gal Eid. This form sets a reference to Lag BaOmer, Gal. Right? Right, the wall. My Kesha. Right? A wall has two sides. Every wall has two sides. One side of the wall is called outside. The other side of the wall is called inside. Right? The outside of the wall, the inside of the wall, is the two dimensions every wall has. Right? Until Lag BaOmer, we're still on the outside. We're still on the left side. We're still in the realm of Kovod. We're still in the Chitzonius of Torah. And when we're in the Chitzonius of Torah, right, so then Lo Nagu Kovod Zelzeh, it's still Nasim Oivim Zelazeh, right? And it was necessary. It was necessary, you know, to because they had to, you know, they had to be osuk in muhamta shel Torah to be mesalik the klipas to make the tikkun that they were to make. But afal piken, you know, they were nitva on it because it's not si hashlemus, and it was a tremendous kitruk keneged as a countermeasure to the tikkun they're trying to make. You hit Lag Bomer, we're on the other side wall. Now we're on the inside. We're on the right side. We're on the side of Chaim. Chaim is Pimius, covered as Chitzonis. We're on the inside, right? And that's beside Gal Einai Vabita Niflos Mitarasecha. So the Medrash Shochar Tov and that Pasuk says that David Melch says to Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, I'm looking at Divrei Torah. There's tremendous secrets here, but I can't see it. Gal Einai Vabita Niflos Mitarasecha. Open my eyes, right? And the Rambam, you know, brings this, you know, in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, that if you think that the stories of Torah are just stories, historical events, you should just daven, like Mashiach Elokei Yaakov, Gal Einai Bitefos Mitarasecha, because there's eternal truths and Chochmos Ein Kates in everything. Daven, Gal Einai, Vabitefos Torah, open my eyes and see the wonders of your Torah. I got to get over the wall. When you make it over the wall, right, you could see wonders. Because you could be aerially perfect, very close. But if there's a wall between, if it's paper thin, or if the wall, you don't see what's on the other side of the wall. Lag Bomer, we make it over the wall, right? Right. We leave Mitzrayim, and Yaakov leaves Lavan behind. You're over the wall, right? You're on the inside, and now you could see the niflos mitarasecha. But it's mamish va'abita niflos mitarasecha. That's not just that you could hear it. You could actually see it, right? You could actually see it. And that's Rabbi Akiva's work, that these halachas that are invisible, the Torah Shebaal Peh, halacha Marseille, he connects them to Kishrei Oisius. And the Kisser's Kateos, he makes them visible. That's the end of the Sefer Azor. That the Bavli says, Toshma, come here. Meaning the Torah Shebaal Peh bets and remains invisible. You hear it, right? In the Zohar it says, Tochazi, come and see. Right, that the ultimately we're supposed to have the clarity in the Torah Shebaal Peh and all the sages of Torah Shebaal Peh as if you can see it. Now Rabbi Akiva had to go down in order to complete his work. Right, that even though Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Shiotzen Nishmascha Be'echad, that he made the tikkun that's going to take us past Ikvas and Mashiach all the way to Bayomo Yashem Achadish Mochad, but he had to go down to finish his life's work. Right, beside at Hu Yeshuv Chorosh Vata Teshufenu Okev. Right, already in the original adversarial relationship between Nachash and Adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this: Adam kills you by the head, but you get him in the heel. Right, so says the Shluch from the Mekubalim. Right, Yaakov Avinu, you know, he was also an Okev. He was a heel. Right, Yaakov, but he, when he creamed Sar Shem, he said Yisrael. You know, your name is Yisrael Miloshen Rosh Sar Verosh. Right, he was nisal to the madrega of Rosh, so he became Rosh. So it was Mekuim and Yaakovinu who Yeshuv Charosh, but Rabbi Akiva stayed at the heels, and Rabbi Akiva's Mekuim Vata Teshufenu Akev. You're going to get manned by the heel. Rabbi Akiva had to go down as a kapora to, you know, that his mesiras nefesh was his final act of solidifying his legacy. He had to go down. He had to go down to be a kapora. Because his being part of the Asar Ruge Malchus was the final kapor necessary to be Mesalik the Kitrugim so his legacy could endure. So his Mausha's Mesiris Nefesh was the Gemar of his life's work that he had to go down to be Besoid Vata Tishufenu Akev, and that would be a kapor on all the doors ad Ikvasa the Mashiach. Right? Get us down to the heels. Right? He had to go down to finalize his life's work. So he had to be Meister Nefesh. His Mesiris Nefesh was the Gemar to give the Kapora and Tikkun that his legacy should endure. His legacy endures with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, right? And that's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said about himself. The greatest Shevach that he says about himself, he says, Shanu Midoisai, She Midoisai Trumas Mitrumas Mi Midoisav Shor Rabbi Akiva, right? Follow my Midas. My Midas are the chosen of the chosen. Trumas Mi Moshin Harama. I mean, Rabbi Akiva had to go down. Beside Vata to Shufenu Akev. Right, he had to go down as a kapara. I was what was lifted up, right? I was muram from that. I'm what endures. I'm everything that Rabbi Akiva was about. That not only is he that, you know, he was from the Chamisha Talmidim, you know, Rabbi Seir Shabadorim, Shekaidu, the Ramchal says that the 22, you know, the 24,000 that died were all beside Olam Ato. Boino Olam Asumachrivan, they were the Almin Discharvu, right? You tried, it didn't work out, right? Then Ad Shabbat, so Rabbi Sam Shabbat was not, was the cause that there were five Talmidim, they were besod the Chamisha Partsufim Olam Atikun, that they worked together and they made a Chiburim. All those five were Osek in Chiburim, not just Tam Kodesh. They wrote Mishnais. Rabbi Meir wrote the Mishnais. Rabbi Yehuda wrote the Safra. He wrote the Sifrei. They started with Osek and a Chiburim, that they were Nischaber. Initially, they were not Nagu Kavzer, now they were Nischaber, and they made Chiburim. Right, they pulled it all together, and these chiburim, these configurations that Torah pulled together, and these configurations lasted. Right, and
when
that's.
When did Rabbi Akiva do his Tanya? After the 24,000 died, or before, or do you have any idea?
I can't tell you.
Could one venture one way or another?
I don't think it makes a difference one way or the other. That was always in Yonosh or Rabbi Akiva, vis-a-vis getting the Talmidim to. Yeah.
So he's always going through chorbanos, and it was also the Bar Kochba story.
Yeah.
Everything is going through things that when you break down, you want to get the next.
Right. And he had to be moiser nefesh, you know, for his legacy to endure. Right. That's right. That's the end of Rabbi Akiva, how to get up again. How to get up again. And he's willing to sacrifice himself, you know, for Am Yisrael. All right. And he sacrificed himself for the Rabboseinu Shebadorom and Befrat Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Right, and that's the Inyan, that the Zohar went Begeniza. But first, let's talk about the Inyan of the Sefer HaZohar, right? That the we spoke for a long time, so we'll try to keep this short, right? How is the Sefer HaZohar different from the other Chiburim and Sisrei Torah that predate it? Like everyone agrees, the Sefer Yetzira came first, right? Sefer Echolos of Rabbi Shmuel, Sefer Chanoch, and many other Chiburim that have later been mentioned or incorporated in the Zohar. How does the Zohar differ, right, from all these other Chiburim, right? And so Rabbi Shimon himself mentions this in the Zohar, and he says, listen, all those other Sfarim are Brises, right, down the outside. Right, we go anan azlinim beurcha doraisa. We go in derech haTorah. So the Radziner explains, right, that all these other svarim, they tell you about this koach. Shamayim has it's rooted in this midah, and this koach is rooted in that midah, etc., etc., etc. Right. Just explaining the trickle down effect. That from this heavenly midah comes such and such and such creatures on earth. You could also learn pshat that way. Haray, the Gemara says, Rashi brings it, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach, bring from the Bema Tahara seven of each, right? And from the Bema Shalot Torah only two of each. How did Noach know? Mikan Shalomad Noach Torah. Noach learned Hilchos Kashrus even before Torah was given, right? Right, the whole, Torah could be, in a trickle-down effect, Torah stays in Shemaim, but as a trickle-down effect, and someone who's very sensitive could probably find hints in the Bria for Divrei Torah, right? But the Torah still remains in heaven, right? And you're just getting the trickle-down. The Chiddush of Matan Torah, which is the whole point of the Omer, is that Torah is not trickling down anymore, it's mamish down here. And I'm dealing with the pure essence, and if I have the Torah, then I have control over the whole Bria. Right, because I have the source in my hands, the source everything branched out from. Right, those other svarim, right, the other svarim of Sod were written, explaining the trickle down effect. It says, but the Zohar is built around the Chumash. It's built as a pirush on the Torah, which means that the Zohar is already to hold on to the essence of it, right? To hold on to the essence of the Sod. As opposed to the aspects of Soid that were revealed to the tzaddikim of every door because they saw the trickle down, right? Just like Matan Torah, the essence of Torah came down, right? Even though the Ovis were able to figure out Torah before it was given, right? So also the Zohar is connected the essence of Soid, right? Mamish. So it's Mamish connected parallel to Matan Torah. That's the Gilui of the essence of Soid, right? But it's more than that. Anyone could see, Be'ena Pekicha, that the Zohar is a composite. Right, and this is a big problem that people had. People had with its authenticity. It's not a coherent. It's not a consistent work. It's patched together from many different chiburim. There's what's called Zohar. There's what's called Sisrei Torah. There's called Raya Mehimna. Right. There's Medrash Hanelam, etc. etc. It's patched together from a lot of and the Maimris, and this is a problem that people had. The Maimris spanned the generations. People before Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but mainly the main problem is people after Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? Okay. Oh. So the Indian is that, no, the Sefer HaZohar is a Chibur. Right? What makes the Mishnah authoritative? What makes the Mishnah authoritative? What makes the Talmud Bavli authoritative? Right? The fact that that Rebbe was kibetz kol hashmuas and kibetz kol hachamim, he pulled every, that's what makes it authoritative, is that it was a composite of everything that it was. It's a chibur. Right? What makes the Talmud Bavli authoritative is that it's a chibur from all the Doris, it's not the work of an individual. Right? It's not the work of one person, it's the work of generations, all collated together. And the Zohar was made, Aldai, it was Rav Shimon, you know, and his Chabura. And he made them in an Idra. He pulled them together. And they worked together. And this, the Ramchal says, that, that he didn't want the Zohar sealed in his day. He wanted it open, right? That it could be added to, because it was meant to be, the Zohar is like the Talmud Bavli of Kabbalah. Just like that, looks like the Talmud Bavli, because it's Rov, like the Rambam says, it's Rov Chachmei Yisrael, Imlo Kulam, right? And it's Kol HaShmuas, right? So the Zohar...
Who's the Ravashi of the Zohar? Right. Is it Ravava or Ravashi of Leon? Who is the Ravashi?
Yeah, so that's still...
We don't know. Shem Baruchai?
No, Shem Baruchai is the head. He's the head.
Rav Abba is the head. I'm a Rahim of the top.
Right. It finished on Lag. The biggest Gilui, the Idra Zuta, which is all besorted right when he was Nifter.
If he was,
the Idra Zuta was Nizgal on Lag Bomer, which is like the spitz of the Zayar, and it's all beside Olam Atikun, right? Everything that we're talking about, pulling the pieces together. Pulling how the pieces all fit together. That's what tikkun is. The noise ba'olim chavero, the nasim oavim zelazeh, right? How all the kochos in reality are all organs of one integrated unit. And that's the sort of tikkun, right? Right.
Let me ask you something. Maybe this is totally counter to the whole point, but is there one actual practical example of something in the Zohar that can give us a flash of insight into any what all this means in a real concrete way.
I'm kind of rummy a little bit.
I'm speaking for
Barry. Oh, you guys know each other?
I'm talking for Barry.
Let me just, if a person wants to build big Yanim and Migdalim, they go all the way up to Shemayim, so they has to be Mukhrach. And one of the test of something that's muhak, also in science, is there a simpler explanation that can account for the same effect? So, for instance, you ask the kasher, why, what's the, why did they die during the period of Matan Torah? I'm a reformed Jew, I'm a skeptic. I believe the Torah is a book of ethics, that's all it is. How do we be kind to each other? And because people act like barbarians if they have no book of ethics to follow. So we have a book of ethics, teachers, we have to stuck out, and Rabbi Kiva said, the whole point is to be kind. So if we're going to learn Torah and insult each other in the process, we're defeating the whole purpose of the Torah. So Mamela, they should be, they were punished because you're making a mockery out of the Torah. You're making an intellectual, war or pursuit out of something which is supposed to be kindness, and you defeated the whole purpose. So therefore, the Talmidim passed away. I don't need to come on to, all kinds of advanced things.
Why for that? The student of Shoko, that you should get that. What he's trying to say is that there's something that you missed out on, a historical mission that you're supposed to fix the world.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, because right now I'm not getting along, I should get killed.
That's not Occam's razor.
That's Occam's razor. You should get killed because they weren't so respectful. That's a punishment that fits the crime.
I mean, if you revise your plan, it's better to go to
heaven. If you have a special role to play once in a history where you have Rabbi Akiva, he's your Rebbe, you have a chance to fix the Talmud and make it ready for certain things, but then you blow it, then you're kind of this. But you don't think it's shach, it doesn't
unsatisfying.
Who says it? That's what the Gemara says.
Yeah, it says, Lo Nagu Kavas, I said to advise you.
What? Occam's razor.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly my point.
Simplest solution.
They got killed by the Romans because they didn't just say, because they didn't stand up for each other.
That's ridiculous.
6 million died in the Holocaust.
Because they didn't show cover to each other? Who knows? You're going to give a prosaic answer?
Who knows?
No, because you look for real.
Can we get back to one practical example of something that the Zohar says that could actually enlighten
us? You write a book because you have either a question that you're going to answer, or you teach a skill. Now let me identify a brother. I went to chemistry, right? I tell you, now you don't have to be a chemist.
What?
You could be a fifth grader. And you ask, what is chemistry? And the teacher will tell you, chemistry
is
the science.
Dave, you can't come
on the
lights,
you're
out. I'm out.
But
let me just finish this one point.
Let me just finish this one point. What is this book about? Okay, you could be chemist. Now, you have to know, it's deep things. It's deep myth. Okay, chemistry, I don't have to be Einstein. I don't have to be a chemist. If I'm a little boy, I want to know, what is chemistry? So a teacher's going to say, you can mix substances, and you can make new things with interesting and useful properties, or it could be harmful properties. We have to know which are harmful, so we stay away from mixing those kind of things. Now, how do you mix it? Okay, they got to take chemistry. Got to be in college. Got to take organic chemistry, whatever it is. But you can at least tell me what it is. I know what chemistry is. I want to know, what is this book about? What is the question that it's answering? What skill set will I get once I study the Zohar? What will I be able to do that I could not do before if I just learned Shulchan Aruch?
Understand.
What?
No. Everything you're doing so far is talking about the person. You have the relationship with the person. Like, imagine if you had a father, and you get him his shoes, and you get him this, you get him that. You never had a conversation with him before. So you have what kind of relationship is that? It's a very superficial relationship. You're doing a lot of actions for the person. We don't know anything about him.
What did I learn about the Ribbono Shel Olam today from the Zohar?
Right.
Do I know why this poor family is suffering that they lost a child at age 5? Do I know why so-and-so can't make a panasa? Do I know why Ribbono Shel Olam made? What did I learn today about the Ribbono Shel Olam from this book?
You know the guidelines by which he is running the world, and when you know these guidelines, you could see God in your life. I mean, that is to say it in the most simplest way, right? Most simple way. You know God's modus operandi of running the world, and therefore with those tools you could have a tremendous avas Hashem and yiras Hashem, realizing how He's involved in every detail, and you could see God in your life after you are aware of these principles.
Have you ever heard of this?
You can't tell somebody what love is. When you fall in love, they know what it is.
That's right. You fall in love, you have no idea what it is.
So until you study the Zohar, you have no idea what it is, and when you study it, you fall in love with it, and then you know what it is.
So the thing you can't define what this book is about.
Yeah, right. That's true. Like the Gemara. So I'm saying that I was alluding to that the Zohar is like the Talmud Bavli. It also has that Gemara Mishnah relationship to the earlier works. But the thing is that...
He says the Safa was even earlier.
Yeah.
It's an earlier...
No, not like that. A lot of these earlier works...
What's the interest of what? Why is that the
Shpitzat? These talk about Sodos Olam Atikun. Right? And Rabbi Shimon's going to Olam Abba, right, was not... was not like Rabbi Akiva's being killed by the Romans. Rabbi Akiva's death was a kapara. for Silu Kara, right? Rabbi Shimon goes to heaven on, you know, at Toch Kedei being Megal Sisrei Torah, you know, to go to a higher level. And that's what he says at the beginning of the Idra, I'm being Megal Torah on my deathbed, so I'm not going to be nostalgic Begriusa, as if I'm dying because I'm mortal and because of the, you know, the Chesronos in me are overtaking me. You know, my whole going to the next world is just Sacha Kol Aliyah. Right, Dugmas Moshe Rabbeinu that Chazal say, even though it says Moshe Rabbeinu died, but in a certain way, Moshe Rabbeinu lo meis, elo omed u'meshamesh b'morom. And Rashbi, being nostalgic, toch, being megalus Sisrei Torah, is very much there. That's why the last word they said was Chayim. Chayim. Right? That, you know, he's going now to, you know, to a higher level of life. And in that, he was also making a hachana for Am Yisrael. I can only say, you know, b'ktzara, right, that, you know, that which he ran away, he had to run away to the Ma'ara, and there he attained all his milas. So the Ramchal writes in Yadav Bamarm, it was 100% parallel to Am Yisrael was Kivyol, and we explained this on Shvi Yishol Pesach, right? The Am Yisrael had to be Boreach from Mitzrayim, right, be Boreach from Mitzrayim, because the Sitracha was Sholet. Right, it was this gabrus of the Ra and this man of the Chorbin, and so Rashbi also was boreach, you know, from Emas HaMalchus, that, you know, that was at the source of the Golas to the Ma'ora, right, to attain his dargus, and his dargus came to, you know, create the Sefer Azor, which is, you know, supposed to be, you know, as far as the completion of Rabbi Akiva's legacy, to give us a kesher to the chelik of Sisrei Torah also, and it's all mikoch the Rabbi Akiva. Right, that he was mamid these talmidim, and he's now coming, you know, to be trumas trumas Rabbi Akiva, and just like Rabbi Akiva's, you know, whole asek was because he had, you know, sof hadoros in, you know, in mind, and he was, you know, ikvasa de mashicha minded how to get us through the goals till the end, right? So also, you know, when the ikur tikkun of Sefer Azor was not l'shaito, right? Was not for that door itself, and that door was a tremendous siyat shemayim. They made the chibur, but then the chibur went into gniza, you know, and was only biyad yechidei segula. And in every door, they added a little bit to it. Like we said, there wasn't a chasim asazoyar until the zohar was nizgala, because it was like the Talmud Bavli that kept on evolving over time. Yeah, right. So because it's supposed to be a chibur, like the chibur in the Nistaros HaTorah, and it was as the zohar itself predicts that it's ledorin basroyin, right? That it's for the end of time, you know, that the Zohar is supposed to be, right, for, you know, to be Zanu Mefarnesas in the Omeka Golos, right? That sometimes when you're in the lowest state, you need the most potent medicine, right? Sometimes when you're furthest away, you need, you know, a very strong Gili of Torah to reach to those lowest places, right, to explain to you, and this is one of the products that you get from the Zohar, right, that... No, to explain that even the Ra, it comes from the same Mokar as the Tov, and is there to be Meshamish the Tov, and is Osid Lachzor the Tov, right? Which is what Rabbi Akiva sees. Kol Maidon Shmai Latav, right? He sees, you know, Echad, right? He sees the Nechama. The Sefer Azor explains that. Rabbi Akiva saw, the Sefer Azor explains, right? And that's why it's Lidorim Basroin, right? To give us the Chiyus, right? To make it through this Golos, but not just to make it through this Golos, but to, you know, if we go straight from Ikus and Mashiach to Yemosa Mashiach, right? We climb a quantum leap from the lowest to the highest level that humanity has ever been on as a whole, right? And that's what, you know, the Zohar says about itself. Begin the Asidin Yisrael, Lemita Milona de Chaye. These are that Am Yisrael is destined to taste from the Eitz HaChaim, because Halacha is besod Eitz HaDas Tovara. Because Halacha is mechuvan connected the world that there is as a result of Chet Adam Rishon, that there's Zakai and Chayev. You know, Chayev and Potter, right? You know, etc., etc. That's Tovara. Right? Right. And the Zohar is the aspect of Torah that's mechuvin, when in Olam that's kulo tov. That's the relevance of Torah. The world is kulo tov. So what's Torah good for after halacha is no longer relevant because the Ra has been defeated already? You know, is that now you're ready to really receive the Torah, really see the Gilui Oros, you know? And that's what it means that the Kabbalah is connected the Eitz HaChaim in a world that's kulo chayim below mavis, that we get past the, you know, the Eitz HaDas Tovara. Halacha is to be metaken for Eitz HaDas Tovara. And that's to get there. And Kabbalah is when you're after there. So
even,
beginning...
In Admiration Kodem HaChet, you had that capacity for Ra, or Sheker.
Potential, yes. Potential
so
for
maybe
Ra.
That potential will always be there. And the
well, not. Because that'll screw up things.
Is in proportion to the Ra.
No, because there'll always be some guy that'll ruin the neighborhood. Right? There has to be that there'll be no Yetzirah, that no one will screw up and ruin it for everybody else.
So there's going to be a higher Madrega than Ambition coming up.
That's right. Absolutely. We'll get to past where he was, right? Begin Asilitamehu Ilona de Chaye. Right, it's Eitzachayim, you know, which, and we're preparing ourselves, you know, to receive that aspect of Torah from Lag Bomer onwards. Right, we get to the Orech Yomim Bimina. Right, get right to Eitzachayim. The Eitzah Ubegain Yifkun Mingolusa Barachamin, and with the koch of the Sefer Azoyar, we will exit the Golus Barachamin. Right, that with the koch of Sefer Azor, will be spared from Chevli Mashiach, as it were, anyone who learned Sefer Azor, which is, you know, without getting to it, I was besod the teva, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, with his bericha, running away from Golos Edom, from Malchus Edom, and writing the Sefer Azor, you know, in his safe, secure perimeter, anyone who latches on to the Sefer Azor that was written in that secure perimeter from Golos Edom, you know, could latch on, that's besod the teva, will be spared. Chevli Mashiach, right, and a yifkun min galusa barachame, and that teva, right, will be able to get out of, you know, the galus barachamim, right, they will be able to cling to the chaim even from the depth of gate salmavis, be able to cleo, to cling to the rachamim, and the hachona, our achiza, in that madrega starts on Lag Ba'omer. That's the big breakthrough. L'chaim.
Brother, Tu Bishvat, they say,